readings to the congregation. Because today I'm with the church in Ohara, so I'm not here with you today. Only through this video, so we can all study the Word of God. We thank you for coming to the sanctuary to worship, and also greetings to those who are at home worship through a live stream. The title of today is Strength from Our Commitment, based on the story of Ruth and Naomi. The key verse in Psalm 63 verse 8, that's the experience of David. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. In our life, each one of us has a decision, that each decision has a consequence in our life. For example, we may decide to whether to get married or to find a career. All these decisions has an impact on our life. But if our decision is wrong and it has a negative impact in our life, there's an adage in Vietnamese saying, a minute of incorrect decision, we will be sorry all our life. And a wrong decision may bring a negative effect. On December 7, 1941, there's a lieutenant in the U.S. military made a decision that had a huge consequence. At 7 o'clock, the morning of the December 7, 1941, two U.S. soldiers were on duty at a small radar station in Pacific Ocean. Suddenly, the radar screen filled up with hundreds of dots until entirely filled the screen of the radar. These soldiers quickly notified their young supervisor, a lieutenant. No other officer was around him. Now, that day being a Sunday, so the lieutenant thought these must be planes from California. And without another thought, said these critical words to his subordinate, "Don't worry about it." But 20 minutes later, at 7:50 a.m., the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor began. You know what? 353 Japanese airplanes swarmed over the harbor. And with a couple of hours, the United States lost 8 battleships, 6 major airfields, and almost all its planes. And the U.S. lost 2,403 servicemen. All because of an incorrect decision in a minute of wrong decision, with a huge consequence. But this morning, we think about the strength from our commitment. That strength depends on the decision of our own decision. And the story has to do with Ruth and her decision. Let's all pray for the guidance of the Lord. Dear our loving Father, we thank you for this morning you have gathered us in the sanctuary so we can worship you. We thank you because your grace receive us as we are to become your sons and daughters. Please teach us how to respond to your grace and to your word. through Ruth's example, let us have the right decision to make us have the commitment, that a commitment from the bottom of our heart to guide us. May the Holy Spirit use your word to speak to us. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear congregation, there are 2 points that we can examine together through this passage. So we can become to receive the strength from the Lord. The first is that we have to make the right decision, and the second, we have to live with that commitment. The first is to choose the right decision. The story here talk about a family from Elimelech. They were from Bethlehem, and in the famine at that time, they decided to move to Moab and live there. Elimelech means that God is king. They were in Bethlehem before the famine. Bethlehem means house of bread, storage of bread. And because of the famine, they have moved to Moab, the land of Moab. That Moab means a quiet place, wandering. What caused the family of Elimelech decided to go to Moab to live there? And what is the consequence of that decision? Ruth was written in the time of the judges, and the judges that Israel has no king yet. And the last verse of the judges book, that's the time when everybody do according to their own decision, their own wish. Whatever they feel is right, they will do it. And there's no supervision or asking the will of God. Elimelech was the time of this famine. According to the historians that researched this, famine not because of natural disaster or war. In the time of the judges, there are many nations surrounding and attack Israel. In Gideon time, the Midianites came and attacked Israel. In the time of Samson, Philistines attacked the Jews. And the reason that the nations attacked Israel is because the Israel did not keep the word of the Lord. And after time, during the time of the judges, almost 300 years, they lived without a king, and they do not pray to the Lord of the God. And the word of the God is rare, and everybody acts according to their wish. And from that, God has put them to face with all the nations. The neighboring nations continue to attack Israel, and they don't have a good condition to farm, to gather food. So that's what is caused by the war, the famine, and Elimelech. Naomi, with her two sons, went to Moab. Naomi means the sweetness or pleasant. The Marlowe son means is sickness, and Kion is called to pin down. Each name has give us a condition that reminds us very much. Elimelech means God is King. Left Bethlehem at the house of Rahab to go to Moab means a wandering place, very quiet. There is nothing there in Moab. They went there, and the consequence show that in verse 4, Mahlon and Chilion has married the Moab, Orpah and Ruth, or the daughter-in-law. Orpah is son of Chilion, and Ruth is the wife of Mahlon. After a while in Moab, Elimelech passed away. Then afterward, Mahlon and Chilion also passed away. In verse 5, Naomi is now a widow. And because of this situation, without the husband, without the son, and these two daughters-in-law have no son to be in comforting Naomi. And this time, Naomi heard that the Lord has blessed the land of Israel. And so, Naomi decided to left Moab and return to Bethlehem. However, we see that each decision led to a difficult situation. Elimelech decided to go to Moab. The Moabites did not worship. They worshiped their own God, Baal. And in this worship of this kind of God, they have to dedicate their sons as burnt offering. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, show us a story, the king of Moabites fighting with against Israel. And Israel was defeated. And so Moab there just to, when they, King Moabite saw Israel, and Israel has rebelled and defeated this king. And so King Moab withdrew and trying to turn on fight against the Edomites, but was not successful. And the king of Moab, and with their son, and dedicated his own son to their God. In Israel, they were fear. They were fear among Israel. But there is something very unrighteous about dedicating the son his burnt offering to the God. And so, the Moabites, before that, Moab was very strong to decide to come in a place without the guidance of the Lord. It's a wrong decision. And Elimelech's family has not been blessed. He passed away. And the two sons have married the non-Israelite. This incorrect decision in the book of Deuteronomy, when they came into the Canaan, the Israel cannot marry to the Gentiles. Intermarriage is forbidden in that time, and that's forbidden by the Lord. And this is the chosen people, they know the commandment of the Lord. When they went to Moab, they have no other choice. And Mahlon and Chilion has married the two Moabite women. And this is an incorrect decision. This went against the word of the Lord. So we think that the word of Allah is the light for us or not. Is it a light to guide us? in all our decisions. God is God actually reign prominence over all our decisions, more than the children make an incorrect decision. And they want lives worth taking up. And they left behind the wings. And we saw Naomi's decision. After the time where about 10 years in Moab, then she heard that the Lord has blessed the people of Israel back in her homeland. And now we decided to take the daughters-in-law back to Belgium, to Judah. Maybe it sounds like a good decision, but what is the motivation for Naomi to bring the two daughters-in-law? She was not guided by the Lord to let her know that she has to return. But it's only one reason. Now in Moab, there is no husband, no children. And so now returning home, she heard about the blessing of the Lord of the Israel people there. It's better to go back home. So the motivation for the action, for the decision of Naomi, is because of her loneliness without a husband, without her sons. No grandsons. Lonely because nobody close to her except the two daughters-in-law. And there's another motivation. That is because of the food. She would be full of food. And so her life would be more comfortable back home. And she decided to return to Bethlehem. But we see that when she returned, the decision, they went in verse 8. But Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, go back, each of you, to your mother's home, your congregation. We see that Naomi went back, and the two daughters-in-law agreed to follow Naomi to return to Bethlehem. But Naomi has four times recommended the daughters-in-law to go back to Moab. Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. Verse 11, Naomi said, go back. Verse 12, she asked her to just to return. Verse 15, look, your sister-in-law is going back to her people. And her God, Ruth, go back. There are four times Naomi urged the daughters to return home. These two daughters-in-law already agreed to follow Naomi, but what's the reason Naomi has urged these daughters to go back to their homeland? And so Naomi urged them with very good reason. Verse 8, you go back, may God bless you. May your kindness to your dead husband hands to me. So she recommended her daughter to go and remarry with a new husband. In verse 11, Naomi said, return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons? Who could become your husband? Naomi says, according to the Israelite law, is a marriage. And if there's no son, and that Mary has to wait to marry the brother of her husband. And if the brother passed without son, that the woman would have to marry with the brother of that brother. And so there is forbidding to marry the Gentile, to keep the family within the family, the name within the family. I am so old now, Naomi said. And even if tonight I have a husband and then give birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up so you can marry them? Will you wait for me? No, my daughter, it is more bitter for me than for you. She gave many reasons that caused the daughter-in-law to think, if you follow the mother-in-law, what is their future? And the remaining life, they will be in like a state of widow, without husband, without children. In verse 14, at this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to Naomi. The decision Naomi has urged them to go back is only just to cover its incorrect decision in the past. If they return to Bethlehem, and so the people of Bethlehem to see Naomi with two Gentiles, what would they say to Naomi? So Naomi's urging of the two daughters to return to their own home, to remarry, is to cover in a past, an incorrect decision that caused. And they, that decision was to go to Moab during the time of famine. Here, Naomi obeying God. Verse 13, because the Lord's hand has turned against me. She thought that her condition, situation right now, at the time where the husband passed away with the loneliness here, is because God is against her. And when she went back to relatives in Bethlehem, in verse 20 and 21, please do not call me Naomi, but call me. Naomi means sweetness. Do not call me Naomi. Call me misfortune. Why does she feel bitterness? Don't call me Mara. Don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara. When I ran away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. They went away empty with the hope that there is food in Moab. I went out with fullness, but God has brought me back empty. What she had before, only a husband and the two sons. But they passed away in Moab. Naomi said, don't call me Naomi when God has caused affliction on me. The decision to return by Naomi is not just guided by the Lord. But in her situation, she blamed the Lord. She was very bitter. And because of that decision, that is a decision, then she caused the daughter-in-law to also make decision. Orpah decided to depart Naomi. Why did Orpah do that? According to Naomi, in verse 8, she said, may the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husband and to me. That means these two daughters in the time of Moab, they are very good daughters-in-law. And when Naomi decided to return, these two daughters were ready to go back with Naomi to the strange country. No relative to Ruth and Orpah there. So these two daughters are not very good. And so Orpah thought that maybe she is right. Maybe Naomi wasn't. If I come to Israel with the cultural, I could not remarry there. And then when going back to, what do I find there to eat? Orpah thought, There's no man in the heart, and because of that, Orpa decided to kiss Naomi goodbye. Dear congregation, when we have the decision without the wisdom of the Lord, those decisions may cause others to stumble. So we ask the Lord to be careful in our decision-making process. But here we see that there was a decision. It's the right decision. And that decision has changed her fortune, her future. It has an impact on the history. And that is the decision of Ruth. Ruth, in verse 14, Ruth clung to her, verse 14. What caused Ruth to cling to Naomi? Ruth gave her commitment in verse 16 and 17. Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you, Naomi replied. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. Maybe these are the good words of a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law from the beginning to now. This daughter-in-law has made a commitment with a strong determination to follow Naomi. This decision has which caused her to decide her to follow Naomi. Naomi remember when Ruth remembered the time with her husband. Mom. Ruth understood about something about God. She may not know much about God, but through the husband family, she heard about God's miracle when God brought the Israel from Egypt and then led them to Canaan. The Israel has fought many battles and won through the help of God. And all the neighboring of Canaan, they were been blessed by the Lord. And in those times, all these historical events has left Ruth a think about the God of her husband. It is a wonderful God, an amazing God. Through the everyday activity, and maybe the husband has given thanks to the Lord, how they worship the Lord, how they treat the wife and husband, that even in the Gentiles, and maybe the lifestyle, that kind of lifestyle, makes Ruth recognizes the Lord. It is a God is very different than any of the gods of Moses. And because of that, Ruth decided, made that decision. It caused when Ruth put her trust in the Lord. And because of that, where you go, I will be with you there. Your people is my people, but most important, your God is my God. Dear congregation, there's only one decision. Your God is my God. That means that causes Ruth's decision to follow Naomi to return Bethlehem is a correct, that is guided by the Lord. That decision that God has blessed her with the right decision is the decision depending on the Lord. A right decision is a decision that by our understanding of God to cause us to make that decision. Sometimes, some of us put our trust in the Lord, but our decision when we put our trust because of other relatives around us, because of the situation around us that causes us to return, or it is from our knowledge of the Lord. May God can use somebody in the church to give us understanding. Maybe the situation or our situation or channel for this pandemic that caused a reason for us to return to the Lord Jesus. And not because of those, not because of anyone. The reason that we return to the Lord is because we understand God. In the old times, Jacob, the ancestor of Israel, in the young time, he was led by his grandson Abraham. Isaac led Jacob, learn about God, learn about the great things that God done. And Jacob has prayed many times with God. Dear the God of my grandfather, dear God of my father. But if you are there, if you have power, if you can, please do this for me, then I will do this for you, Lord. When Jacob prayed, Jacob did not understand God. But then one day, Jacob has met the Lord personally for himself. And that, at that time, Sabbath means to, from there, he was empty by the Lord. He was lonely. He had nothing to trust. And then he turned his heart to God. From there, he prayed, dear God, my God, no longer God of my grandfather or my father. Now, Jacob understood God. So he prayed, my God, my Lord. David in Psalm has expressed a trust because he understood God. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. This is the sure promise to whoever, just like David. My soul cling to the Lord, then the right hand of the Lord will uphold us. If we don't trust the Lord, don't trust, we don't believe because God is our God of my father or my parents. When we were young, but when we grow up, we have to understand that our God, who God is. We don't believe in God because of true marriage, but because of the God of my husband. And these are the opportunity for us to know God. But when we enter into the worship of the Lord, we have to recognize God, who God is in our life. Ruth had received God of Naomi to become her God. The people of Naomi is the people of Ruth. And that decision is the right decision guided by the Lord. You and I, if we make a decision for our offer, dear God is my God, we decide to live the way according to the will of God. I'm sure that each one will be blessed because we follow the will of God. The second point we think together, we will receive the strength if we live with our commitment. Our strength, when we decide with the right decision, we receive strength when we live with that commitment. This is the first time. The first thing, when we pray to God the first time, from now, I will receive the Lord and follow Him. Dear congregation, the prayer is easy. The decision to follow Jesus in our last time, it is something very challenging. Do I decide to keep my promise? Can I make that commitment? There are many lives. Just follow Jesus is because of the blessing of this world. But if they don't have these in their life, they don't receive the blessing that they expect, that they pray, then they turn away. They return from a lifestyle that based purely on the wealth of the world. When we make a commitment to follow, we have to keep them. We read Ruth in verse 16. Ruth said, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die there, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." All these commitments, we see that there are seven particular promises that Ruth made. First commitment, please don't urge me to leave you. Ruth has made a commitment. I will follow you. Do not make me turn back from you. This determination, very strong, that in verse 18, when Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. That determination to choose Orpah came from the emotion to see the situation according to her own lens. But Ruth's decision to follow Naomi did not come from an emotion, come from truth, from her trust in the Lord. After a few days, when Naomi urged the daughters-in-law, Orpah agreed to go back. But Ruth is different. Ruth has a strong determination, came from her faith in God, that Ruth clung to Naomi. Her determination that Ruth saw, recognized, and she stopped urging her. Naomi, stop urging truth. The right decision is based on her understanding of the Lord. Naomi's decision, Ruth's decision, reminds us of our decision to follow God. We have decided to follow, whether strong, doesn't matter anybody persecuting us. We can continue to have faith. Others can persecute and laugh on us, but we know that our decision is the right one, and we make a commitment to follow Jesus. And this second promise, where you go, I will go. Ruth did not have any selection, no choice. She knew that Bethlehem is a strange land to Ruth, but if Naomi went to some other town, what is will be there for Ruth? Ruth does not know anything about Israel, only know about Moab, her hometown. She is used to all the culture of the Moabites, but Judah is so far away in her mind. Wherever you go, I will go. There is no choice. Only know that she followed Naomi. Our life along following of Jesus, we have the standard for us. When we marry, when we decide on a job, or only say, can only go with your standard, whatever you want, I will follow you. The third point that Ruth has promised that wherever you go, I will go with you. Ruth agreed, wherever Naomi goes, she will go. It could be good, comfortable, or suffering. It may be in time of need or full. They will be persecuted. There is nothing that Ruth desires for herself. Wherever Naomi goes, she will go. Naomi says. near congregation? Are we satisfied with what we have received from the Lord? Dear God, I don't need richness. Help me wealthy. I don't want to have anything that the world has that I don't. Only that I have you, Lord. As long as I'm with you, Lord, that will satisfy me. The fourth point, promised by you that your people will be my people. Ruth expressed her dream after many years living with the family of Naomi, and now she has a dream. Maybe I can be the people of Israel. This is very difficult with Ruth, because with the Moabites and the Ammonites, God has a decree from the Lord about the Gentiles in the three royalties. Ammonites and Moabites, their descendants will be integrated into the people of Israel. Ruth has a dream to become part of the Israel people, like Naomi. Naomi people will be Ruth's people. But for a Moabite to become an Israelite is against the word of God. Even the 10th generation, it would not be possible. But here, in her determination, Ruth said, can only rely on the historical events to follow Mahlon or Elimelech that recounted. On all those stories, God has blessed Israel, blessed his people, that led the people through all the battles, to bless them with Canaan full of honey and milk. Ruth did not know any curse on the Moabites and Ammonites. But Ruth's dream is a dream that is pleasing to the Lord. A wish. We are the privilege to become the children. Grace has brought us to the Lord. But can we see that that is something very precious? Many of us could not see the value of being the children of God when we become the people of the Lord. The fifth commitment, that your God is my God. In the beginning, a heart of Ruth is faith to understand God through the story from her husband and her father-in-law. But to discover that God is the God that is worthy of trust more than any God of the Moabites. And because of that, Ruth has said that, dear Naomi, your God is my God. Today, we have this opportunity to know God, to be called children of God, because God's people receive the forgiveness from the blood of our Jesus Christ. But what is the God's role in our life? Where is God in our life? Or maybe sometimes we can approach God in a while. If we have an issue, we have struggling that we could not solve ourselves, then we turn to the Lord. Only then. And the sixth commitment is, where you die, I will die there and bury with you there. And this is a commitment very special, but this is a commitment that is sure. A commitment, I will be with you. I will follow you all my life. I will follow until then. I don't know that Ruth, how many years left in Ruth's life. Maybe she's a widow. Maybe she still was young then. And because after both Obed said, you are young, that you're not like other girls to find things of this worldly thing, but you are faithful to your mother-in-law. And so Ruth maybe is still young. She has a life, a lot of life left. She said, when you die, I will die. She said to them, this is a faithfulness that is hard to find. These things remind you and me to remember. In Revelation, be faithful until death. Then I will give you the crown of life. The crown of life only given to those who put trust in the Lord and be faithful unto death. The crown of life cannot be given to a believer just a few years and then gain it. Maybe 10 years or 20 years and then turn away. No, the crown of life is only given to those who are faithful until death. We don't know when we end our life will end, but the question must be, today, do I have faith in the Lord today? The seventh commitment from Ruth with Naomi. Anything that's separate from you, may the Lord deal with me ever so severely. We cannot, Ruth said, Naomi, whatever in my ability that's my control, I would not depart from you. Only death that I could not control. When I'm in a situation that I could control myself, Naomi can only depart. But if I depart you, while I have the way to control that decision, may the Lord deal with me so severely. This is a promise that very strong show her heart of her faithfulness to Naomi. And you and me, what did we promise with the Lord? What have we promised to God? Will we follow the Lord? All these commitments from Ruth show us that it came from a right decision, from her understanding of the Lord. When she understood the Lord, she made that commitment. She keeps her commitment. The Lord of God in this world, do not promise, though, but if you promise, you must keep it. We have to know that what we have promised, I promise, then we have to keep it. I promise to keep faithful to you. We promise to worship you. We promise to keep His word when we keep the Lord. Promise. We have to make that commitment to follow through. Ruth is faithfulness to follow through of her promise. And her life has changed. And we will keep these commitment to the one who created us, who loves us. Our life will be blessed. This story shows us that and of Obed, his very forefather, her sister-in-law, is very different. Naomi said, you have treated me, Naomi said, has been good. So, these are two good daughters-in-law. Ruth loved Naomi than Orpah. It's not that. Both daughters-in-law loved Naomi very much. And Naomi say, return. To return to Bethlehem, they follow them. Ruth was not loved by God, not just because of her love to Naomi is better than Orpah to Naomi. Here we see that only because of these commitments, and especially my God, your God is my God. Who said, your people is my people. Orpah, from that, after 14, nobody can remember. has been lost in history. For Orbach means that it's like the shadow. And Orbach decided to return to Moab. And she did not receive the same blessing as Ruth. She returned to Moab, the place where she came. Ruth is different. Ruth means beauty. She is a beautiful girl. She has a beautiful lifestyle, but she also made very good decisions with her mother-in-law, with God. So now today, so few of many name our daughter as Orpah, but many of us name our daughters Ruth. Do you have relatives that have sons, daughters named Ruth? I think there are many, especially in the Bible. There are two books, the two women's names. First is Ruth, and the second Ezra. So Ruth is a common Moabite, the Gentile. Ezra has been queen. Esther has been queen of the queen of Esther. Both have the lifestyle of worshiping the Lord, have fear of the Lord. That the story of Ruth has been recorded in a book of the Bible. And Esther is also, her story is a book in the Bible. Though these are the story of their own life, but God has used these lives that relate to the history of the Israel. The fear of the Lord by Esther has changed the fortune of the Israel under the empire of the Iranians. The love of Ruth to Naomi and to God has changed. Has Mary Obed. And because of that, and Rehoboam, she became the great-grandmother of David. And she belonged to the descendant of Israel. It has a impact to the whole history. And Ruth, as well as Esther, has been recounted and has changed so many lives because of their example. When we live with our commitment, once we make a promise and a commitment, God wants us to come true with our promise. There's a fire in December 1914. Thomas Edison is a scientist. He has research about electricity. Our light bulb is from Thomas Edison's work. He found a material that made the light bulb that give out light. There's a fire has destroyed all the labs of Thomas Edison with all the research material that he has done so many years before. But after the fire, walking in the rubbles, Edison, at that time, 6 or 7 years, he said like that, this fire destroyed everything incorrect of us. Praise the Lord. We begin again. In his research effort to find out, there are many things that is wrong. So when the fire came, Edison did not feel that he lost anything. But he said, thanks be the Lord. This fire destroyed all my incorrect decisions. We begin again. Dear congregation, in your life and mine, Sometimes God has caused used a very negative situation, certain things to rescue us from a wrong decision. And last time we learned about the grace to bring us home. The first thing, the most important thing that we need to do, that is to return to our Father's home today. If we can receive strength of the Lord for us, we have to make the right decision. Then we will receive the strength, new strength from our commitment to the Lord. May God bless you, each one of us, to make the right decision, and that decision that pleasing to God, and to follow through with our commitment when we open our heart, receive the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart. May we keep our commitment with the Lord in the rest of our life. We read the key verse. Also cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. May this verse be memorized into our hearts. It's just like, now me too, you. Wherever you go, I will go. Clung to Naomi. Not clung to Naomi, but really, she clung to the God of Israel. May we clung to the Lord. And so we can experience the blessing that God is giving us. May God bless you. We turn our heart for prayer. You're our Heavenly Father. We thank you because we are your children. We have made decision to choose God to be our own Savior, and that is a right decision to change our values, change the way we live. When we have a commitment, so we can walk with you, may we keep our promise with you. May nothing can make us, no other situation can pull us away from our faithfulness to follow you. May we not imitate anyone else like woman, but we follow the Ruth's example, her footsteps, to become worthy before you. We thank you for this message, for this lesson. We thank you because you continue to love us. Please lead us for the rest of our lives. May you bless your church and protect your people until we see you again. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.